This is Nancy Perozzo, and it is May 18th, 2017, and I am sitting in my apartment with Don Podkimery, and I would like him to introduce himself and also to just talk about how he initially got interested in salvaging a steam engine from what used to be the Empire Elevator.
Right.
So, if you'll introduce yourself and just talk about the history.
Just leave me there?
Yep.
I'm Don Podkimery. I used to work for Ontario Hydro at Thunder Bay Generating Station, and I'm a stationary in the first class. When they emptied the Empire Elevator, one of my friends told me about it, and I went to Saskatchewan Pool. I think it was Basil Herden was the manager. I asked him about the engine, and he donated it to us employees from the Ontario Hydro Generating Station. I then got the group together, and we removed the engine and took it to Ontario Hydro GS and stored it there for a few years. But then when they expanded the plant, we had to move it. So at that time, the group donated it to Thunder Bay Historic Museum, which was to Jerry Noble. And the intention that they would get a place to set the engine up. Because being a station engineer, we were all very interested in the engine. We removed the engine in the winter time. I don't forget the year now, but
it must have been around 1970 initially, because the
'67, '68, and Saskatchewan Pool gave us use of some of their equipment. I don't want to go through all the details, but it was quite a job. We also got some help from North Shore Ready-Mix to move some big parts.
I'm just curious about, because that elevator is now gone. Part of it was burnt down, and part of it was blown up.
Okay.
What did the site look like, and where on the site was the steam engine?
Ontario Hydro had nothing to do with it, just us employees.
Mm-hmm.
There was about five of us, eh? And now there's only two of us left. Eh?
Do you remember the initial five? You and?
I was the initial person.
Okay.
That got permission to take the engine out. And the engine was in the engine house, which was separate from the elevator. We then took the engine out and moved it to Hydro. I then took the contract to tear the powerhouse down. And my son and his friends and myself tore the engine house down and removed the rest of the engine.
What did you do with the pieces of the powerhouse?
We sold the pieces of the powerhouse to Lakehead Scrap. We then had an account set up to help restore the engine. I'm not sure now just where that account is or how much money's left in it.
And where did the money come from? Did you have to raise it or?
No, the money we gave to Thunder Bay Social Society.
Yes, but how did you get the money?
Well, from the scrap that we sold.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, LeBrun and LeBrun had the contract to take the engine house down, but I knew them and I took the contract. And my son, myself, and Don Delapino, and some of my son's friends, we took the engine house down.
What was the engine house largely made of? Metal? Was the engine house metal?
The engine house was some metal, but it was all brick. Yeah, it was all brick, and the rafters were steel, of course. But on the border, of course, the old boilers were fire tube boilers.
And they went for scrap? The boilers went for scrap?
The boilers went for scrap because they're obsolete. I have no good. No, the boilers are no good. No, no. I still have some of the steel at home. Yeah, yeah.
What made you interested in saving this engine? What was it about it that you felt was important to save it?
Well, I was interested because I knew that there were very few of them engines around anymore at that time. And I didn't think it should go in the scrap pile. I think that a couple of the big flywheel, I think I had to buy it back from making scrap because LeBrun, I think they the flywheel sat in the site for quite a while before we could move them. Yeah, and I think LeBrun thought we weren't going to use them anymore. So he, but anyhow, so yeah, it was quite a project we took on.
How did you go about? Well, because of your work as a stationary engineer, you probably had some smarts as far as how machinery operates, but how did you have a plan for moving it, or it just sort of happened as you were working on it?
Well, the main thing was we just wanted to save the engine. We didn't want it to go in the scrap heap, and I didn't think it would take this long really to have it reassemble somewhere. It's just a piece of history in the grain trade. There are a couple of places in Canada, I think out west, where they have an engine set up, but not as big as this one. Yeah, yeah.
Are you aware of any as big as this? Are you aware of any as big as this, not just in Canada, but say...
Well, I'm sure there is in England, yeah. In England there are some, yeah. Yeah.
So was this built in England? Was the steam engine built in England?
No. The steam engine was built in, I think, in down east in St. Catharines, or it was Goldie McCullough, but now it was Babcock Wilcox. When we were taking the engine out, we had some tools there locked in a box, and they were stolen by somebody. And being how I checked them out of stores at the Thunder Bay GS, I had to replace them. Yeah. They also took the brass nameplate off of the engine, which is too bad. But I don't know what happens to it.
Did you have, well, brass, would that have had any scrap value? Because a lot of these things disappear because of the value of scrap. So does a brass plate have any value?
I guess.
Like copper.
In those days, Nancy, that people, I don't know why they would do it, but they did.
Had you taken a picture of the nameplate before it was...
I don't think I have.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I have a picture of it. I might have. I have a small tape movie camera at home, and I had taken a picture of the engine when it was running. Yeah, that's not really a long tape, but I just took it with my old camera. I think we really should have taken a lot of pictures, but at that time,
the most important thing was to get it dismantled and moved, right? Not to take pictures of it. Your most important chore was to get it moved. To get the engine moved.
Yeah, well, that was the main reason. The main reason was to get it moved, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned this group of people that you worked with. Can you remember the names of the fellows that worked with you? Who were the five people that you talked about who worked with you?
Well, there were Don Delpino, Al Irwin, Rod Palahniuk, and Norm Arrow. They were all employees of Thunder Bay GS. Yeah.
Were they all stationary engineers as well?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, the two main guys that took it out was myself and Don Delpino. We worked more than anybody else. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's try to paint a visual picture for people listening to this tape. So you've got the building down that was housing the engine, and the engine is sitting there. How did you get it apart?
With iron muscle. It was quite a job to get it apart.
Did you do any damage in getting it apart?
Or no.
Because it was well maintained, it came apart nicely?
No, we didn't do any damage, no. No. We didn't do any damage at all. In fact, it was pretty hard to damage it. It was so heavy and cast and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you use pulleys? Did you use pulleys at all to move stuff? Or?
We used chain falls and come-alongs to lift the flywheel. We lifted the top half of the flywheel off and took it to the plant. And then we took the crank out and moved it. We left the bottom half of the big flywheel there until we got the engine house down. Yeah. And then we moved at it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So part of this came out before the engine house was dismantled. Part of the steam engine came out before.
Well, the steam engine was all before except for the...
The big flywheel.
The lower half of the flywheel.
Okay.
That was, everything else was out. We took everything else out.
Okay.
Because we kind of just pulled the engine, the house down with, actually, with my old truck. Yeah.
Your whole truck with come-alongs? Is that how you pulled it down, with come-alongs? You said you pulled the house down with your old truck.
Yeah.
And attached to come-alongs or
just chains?
Just cables.
Cables, yeah.
Okay.
Cables with the truck loaded and just pulled it.
Hmm.
Yes, we had it loaded in the truck. And we just moved it and then throw the clutch out, and the weight of the truck pulled the engine out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pulled the engine out.
Yeah, at the engine house, yeah, yeah. And Lakehead Scrap, they When we got there, they moved them, but they took the boilers out with their crane. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
And then how did you move the parts, like the smaller parts? Could they just fit on a half ton?
No, the smaller parts, we Saskatchewan Pool loaned us their truck, their two-ton truck. And we put them on there and took them over to the steam plant, yeah.
Could you lift them onto that truck by hand, or did you have to?
No, we lifted them on with the chain falls, yeah.
Okay.
Because there was a, on the back side there was a beam went out. So the beam went out and we dropped that truck, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you move the flywheel then, the big half of the flywheel? How did it get moved? Because that was the heaviest part.
Yes. I don't really remember now. I know it was too heavy for the truck we got from Saskatchewan Pool.
Yeah.
I think Anna LeBrun, I think, helped us move those, I think.
Okay. Now, Mr. LeBrun, is this the same LeBrun that then, a few years later, contracted to get rid of the silos and did the explosion to get rid of the silos? Was it the same company, the same LeBrun company?
I think so, yeah. Alain LeBrun, yeah.
Yeah.
The rope drive that went up to the top of the elevator to drive the elevator. My son and myself took that out, eh? Yeah.
And what did you do with that?
We had it home. Took it home. We don't have any more, yeah, yeah. That's,
Now, why did you have a rope drive at home?
Well, because my boys wanted it.
Oh, okay.
That's a long story. Yeah.
And why did, I'm familiar with the rope drive that they have at Western Grain Elevator. It has big pulleys and huge ropes. Is that what we're talking about, the big pulley system?
Well, Western Grain, they had the same engine before they converted to electric motor. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They had the same engine.
Yeah. Oh, I think.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, yeah. But the main rope drive is at Thunder Bay Historic Society in the basement.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was. Now, we say the main rope, that's like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other parts besides, like the rope drive, what parts are there to the rope drive? What parts what parts constitute a rope drive? So, like, I'm looking at this picture that we have of the steam engine, and there's ropes coming into the big flywheel.
Yeah, and then, it went to the big flywheel, and then over to the other flywheel that's over there. It's not as big,
mm-hmm.
It's like this, eh? And then there was a shaft going out to the other, to the elevator, actually, with a pulley, rope drive pulley on it.
Yeah, but
it was a smaller rope, yeah.
Okay.
And then it went up the elevator to the top, and then they drove the elevator with a rope for whatever.
So the pieces that would be at the museum, what pieces would be there? Just the rope?
Just the rope, just the main rope. I know he had it there in the basement.
Yeah.
Had it on a spool, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't ask the...
So did you, when you think about the task of dismantling the machine, what was the most challenging part?
Everything. Everything was challenging, yeah. Yeah.
Makes you say that?
We were young and the challenge is to get it dismantled. And that was a challenge to have to replace the chain falls and stuff that I took and checked out of stores. Yeah.
Because moving it was hard on your different pieces of equipment. Moving it was hard on your different parts of equipment, so that some of your equipment got damaged in the project. Stolen, anyway.
Well, no, there was no damage to the machine, no.
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 Not to the machine, but to things that you use to get it apart and move it.
To dismantle it? No. I actually got some of them back, my family, the money, through the grapevine.
Oh, okay.
And some of them I had to buy, we had to buy new ones, eh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple pieces, yeah.
Yeah. Was it difficult to persuade Saskatchewan Pool Elevator to let you have the engine?
No, it wasn't difficult at all. I just went over to Mr. Herden, and he was just all for it. Yeah, he was all for it. I'm not sure we'd have, they thought it was a good idea. Thought it was a good idea. Otherwise, and he could see that we were interested. I was very interested, and I guess he thought, well, we would take care of it. Yes, and I'd say I did, but I made sure that we got it out and stored it. Yeah.
So when you got it over to the generating station, was it inside or was it outside?
No, the main steam cylinders were inside, but the flywheels and every piece were outside. Yeah. Yeah.
And was there much that the elements could do to ruin the flywheel? Or is the flywheel left outside not a problem?
Not a problem, no.
Just gets rusty.
Well, I don't even think it's rusty because there's so much paint on it. If you notice out there, there are some parts that a few years my son and I went out and put grease on them out there because Dave thought they would get, but we have all the parts that we thought they would get rusty, like the some of the parts are all chrome, eh?
Hmm.
They're chrome. So we put grease on them a few years ago. And we also took some, I got some small parts at home, just small parts, because they were down in the shed, and we thought they would get lost.
Mm-hmm.
So
what kinds of parts do you have at home?
Oh, just some of the linkage parts for the steam admission. Dash pots, the little dash pots. Yeah.
What are dash pots? Looking at this.
This is the steam.
Looking now at a picture of the engine.
These
place things that sort of stick out from the.
Yeah, these are all chrome, eh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those
and the
you
dash
have.
Pots you can't see, but they're
How difficult do you think would it be to put it back together?
Actually, Danny, it's not difficult at all. It's the difficult part is getting a foundation. That would be that. And I know there's. I've traveled through the states, and there's a few engines there they use in the lumber industry, and they're all set up, but not near as big as this.
Hmm.
But they're all set up. That's the difficult part would be because. Get the foundation
mm-hmm.
to hold it up.
Now, somebody has said to me that there is an engine at Confederation College outside.
Yes, there is.
And what's the difference between that one and this one?
Well, that one at the Confederation is vertical. This one's horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
And that one at the college is not nearly as big. It's just but it's an old vertical engine. But it's nice.
Do you know where it was from? The college one, where it came from? What it was used to power?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was for. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's all one. It was all one piece, eh? Yeah. It's all one piece. You can move it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you were, you know, if you had it together, you know, you put the machine back together and people were invited to come and see it, what would you tell them about it? Because you'd be talking to people that wouldn't have a clue even what it was.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if it was set up, would be to have a plaque set up and a picture like this of the machine. And if we're around at the time, then I would be very happy to explain everything to them. I know there'd be a lot of interest in it, once the people see it, you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, yeah. There'd be a lot of interest in it, I'm sure.
So what replaced these engines? First of all, what fueled this engine? What was the fuel used for this engine?
Steam.
From coal? Coal-fired steam?
Yeah, the boilers were, yeah. Yeah, the coal-fired steam, yeah. It was only, I think, about 150 pounds pressure. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And what was it replaced with? So what kind of engine replaced this kind of engine?
Well, the Empire Elevator, nothing.
But at other places.
Western Grain, they replaced the engine with an electric motor. Yeah.
And the electric motor would be 1/4 of the size? Less than that, even?
I don't know what the horsepower would be.
I'm thinking even just physical size, how much space it would take up.
Not a lot. Maybe this big around. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And not very big, so. I'm going to ask a question. You may not know the answer, and I don't even know if it's a reasonable question. But what was it about an electrical engine that made it possible to be so much smaller than a steam engine? Is that too technical a question?
Well, I guess because as everything progressed, they have bigger electrical motors and so much more compact than a steam engine.
Steam engine have pistons? And electrical motors don't need pistons.
No.
Yeah, no. So that'd be a big difference in size.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see I know nothing.
Yeah, right, you don't know anything about electrical motors.
I don't know anything about steam engine motors either.
No.
I'm not the expert. It's not nice to laugh at me.
I'm not. I can't.
Is there anything else that you want to tell about the engine? You want to just flip through these pages and see if it raises any thoughts in your mind? Just flip through and see.
Yeah, well, what you probably after I leave, I might think of that. But
no. Well, just take a look because it might be looking through them. It's not a wheel lock.
I don't think so.
No, okay. But this is a very similar type of engine.
Yeah, Jerry Noble, see?
Yeah. So what you're looking at here is a letter that went out from the... maybe you could just... Can you read it? And we'll have it... just read it out to us. It's from the Thunder Bay Historical Society to possible donors, I think, right? Sent in...
This
1981.
Yeah, and that's Yeah. This was just to raise funds, eh?
Yeah.
To raise funds for the engine. I'm not sure if you ever got much money.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is after we donated to them.
Oh, okay.
It was after we donated to them. Right. And Jerry Noble, he was very, very interested.
Mm-hmm.
That was even before this guy now.
Yeah.
He was very interested.
So they had a Save the Steam Engine project.
Yeah. Goldie McCullough.
So that was the name of the manufacturer, Goldie McCullough?
At that time, yes. It was in Galt. It was actually in Galt, Ontario at that time. But it was bought out by Babcock Wilcox. Oh,
okay.
Which was a forerunner. This is a forerunner of Babcock Wilcox. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Babcock.
Wilcox, yeah.
B-A-B-C-O-O-C-K and Wilcox with an X?
They're a big manufacturer of boilers and that. But I don't know if they're in business anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. Never know that about any company these days.
Oh, yeah. We had to pay the scrap dealer
to get a part back.
Yeah. That guy, Merv Schachner, he was very good. Eh? But of course, he paid for him, so he wanted money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was you at that?
Well, you don't want to be out of pocket, do you?
He was good, though. Merv, he was really good, yeah. I think this is great. This pretty well tells the story that Jerry Noble got. She says, there's not another one. Did you read this?
No, but I'd like you to read it for the tape. I'd like to have it in your voice. Can you do that for us?
I think it's just probably Nancy. I think it's probably better for you to get copies of this.
Oh, I will, but it's nice to have it on tape too, because then we can use little pieces if we do anything in voicing. So even if you just read it from the beginning, you know. No? Do you want me to read it?
You can do it.
Yeah, but I prefer your voice. Give it a try. Pick a piece that you think is the, you know, the most. It doesn't have to be perfect.
I'm not.
If you're not comfortable, that's fine.
I'm not really. There's so much here, eh?
Yeah, it doesn't take long, though, when you're talking.
So much here. Yeah. And I don't know what I think.
Yeah, that's okay.
I know.
Never mind. It's not a problem. Is that the same sheet?
Same. This is a better. This is a. Yeah.
We're just looking at information that was in the files at the Thunder Bay Historical Museum.
This is pretty good. This is pretty well tells
the story of the engine.
So, you know, when it was built, it's a long time.
Over 100 years now.
Almost older than me.
Well, and it came out. So it was about 80 years old, well, a little 75 years old. It had served that elevator for 75 years.
Well, this is 1904 when it was built. So it's 113 years old, eh?
Now,
I'm only 91. That's why I'm kind of glad you're involved, because see, you seem really working at it. But I'd like to be kept in touch, eh?
Oh yes. Well, there's nobody else who has your background and knowledge of it. So I'm glad we
pretty well
met up.
But I pretty well, my brain still works. I'm not saying, And I pretty well know how it goes back together.
Yes. No, you're invaluable. I'm so glad we finally.
The foundation, the bottom half, the bottom pulley set in the pit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom half of the pulley.
You don't really see that in the picture, do you?
Yeah, see this? The bottom half of this is set,
right,
set in the center, but it's set in the pit, bottom half.
So that the wheel could turn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you see the rope drive came up to this other driven pulley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was mounted.
Yeah. I think we have a better picture here. This here. So this is what you're talking about. This part was in the pit, the bottom piece.
No.
Well, you have your pictures, which we will look at. And
I don't know.
I wonder if these are your pictures here. Are these your pictures by any chance?
Yeah, there's some.
So maybe what we could do is
This is the steep zone here. This is the governor. The governor.
Well, let's take a look at your pictures, and we'll have you talk about the pictures and what they show. And what I will do is I'll try to take pictures of your pictures. Do you want to put them in some kind of order?
That's just the governor there. This is the crank back and forth. See this?
What part of the engine is that called?
The steam cylinder was here. The steam cylinder.
Okay.
Was there, and it drove here, and it drove the pulley. Yeah.
Okay. And the next picture.
That's just a picture of some of the valve and the governor.
Let me just take a picture of that, the one with the valves.
That's the bell of your gear. Yeah, yeah.
So we're looking at it this way.
Yeah, this is the
So would these be some of the pieces that you have at home?
This is, I don't know if we did. I don't know what happened to it. I don't have it.
Okay.
I don't know if somebody hydro, I don't know.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. I think there was, you know,
And what is that thing called?
That's the governor.
Okay.
See, that...
The thing with the little balls on it.
This was driven by a belt, and as the speed came up, the governor would control the speed. See, and these five ball governors, these would go out and would shut the steam off. Eh? Yeah, yeah.
So, could you operate a steam engine without the governor, or it would just overheat?
Well, no, you couldn't, not really, because you have to have some control of the speed.
Yeah.
The other way, you're going to have to do it by hand, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to, so.
Yeah.
All your...
So if you're missing that, you know, is there ever any chance that this would get operational again? And it wouldn't if it didn't have a governor.
No, Nancy, it'd be nice, but that's a real, real big project with that.
Yeah, I'd like
that. Besides that. We had thought at one time of maybe getting a run on air, but besides that, you get involved in insurance.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. At one time you thought...
At one time we thought we would might try to use air.
Use
air to drive the...
Oh, okay.
But, you know, just... or if you wanted to... get it for display. The best way would be, I think, to mount electrical motor below it, and you run it with a belt.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would think. That would be nice, but
unlikely.
That's a big job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. The ones I see are all static. That'd be great. It'd be great. It was just the pictures that I got home. I sent a tape, not a very good, but it shows you how you're operating.
Yeah.
So you could probably take them to somebody and update them to on a better tape. The one I got is just taking my old Brownie movie camera.
Right. So we should see if we can take it someplace and get it done.
Oh, I've saved it. Well, yes, I've saved it. Wait.
But it needs to be updated to a different medium. Like,
well, I...
On digital. Digitize it. Make it use so that you could use it on the computer.
No.
No, not yours, but you can upgrade.
Yeah, I know.
Upgrade
never
it.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. So can we do that sometime soon?
Yeah. See, I got the projector,
mm-hmm.
which I don't have anymore. But it's a bit of a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. Dave and I, we looked at them a couple years ago, hey.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I had taken more moving pictures, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it goes, eh?
Yeah, that's the way.
I wish I would have had somebody come there and take a real good picture, but you know, we didn't do it.
No. You were busy saving it.
We didn't really have that much time to get pictures because they were just empty in the elevator, and once that was gone, that was it, eh? They shut the steam on, that was it, eh? Yeah. Reg Crane was the operator. I know you know Reg Crane or not. Yeah. He was the operator there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, that was just that's amazing. Like, I never seen one run, eh? I never seen one run in my life. I know some of the ships, they had reciprocating engines, eh? And some of the Lakers, they too, but I, of course, way long time ago, yeah, but I never seen one. I've never seen one run. That's where I was. That's and I, the other guys were very amazed, eh, to see it run. Eh? Yeah. It was such a. It was beautiful. Just quiet. Just and once you get the big fibers going, the momentum.
I would expect that they'd be a bit dangerous to work around once they got moving.
Well, they had, I think you see some of the guardrails here, eh? They had their guardrails, I think so. That's, anything's dangerous if you don't use your head.
So is there anything more that you would like to say about the project or your hopes for the engine from here on in? What you hope will be able to accomplish now with the pieces? What are your hopes?
At my house?
No, at wherever the engine finds itself in the next month or so. So when it gets moved to Richardson's, what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see it assembled.
Okay.
Somewhere. I'd like, you know, the city should have it down the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it should be. And some other stuff should be there. Like I said, grain industry, like the caboose. The caboose is nice, but there's all kinds of cabooses, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yeah.
And now one of these engines, And as I said, if you don't really need, it'd be nice to have it enclosed, but you don't really need it. It'd be nice to have it covered. But that's what could be down the road, Nancy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And maybe have panels you can put in wintertime. Hey? I know there's a lot of people come there, and I know it'd be very interesting. I would. I know. Like I know back my boy Dave, especially,
Continue.
I'm very enthused. I love this setup. And I'm sure you can get some donations. Once you get it going, you know, you can probably get donations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was involved in D-Mine hockey quite a bit, and so we sold tickets on boat and motors in that years ago. When they used to see me coming, they said, "Hey, he wants to sell something."
So, I'm starting to get the same reputation.
Even the guys you talk to and all, like, say the younger generation, they would be kind of amazed to see a setup,
mm-hmm.
And they would probably would be to have a donation if they want to see it, have a donation box,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, once it's set up, it's not really, there's no upkeep really. Other than maybe painting it, eh?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for telling us the story, because, you said, you're...
I'll be around, Nancy.
One of the last people around that was involved in moving
it. But when you move it, I would certainly like to be available.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I'd like you to contact Jerry Heinrichs.
Yeah.
And so that you get his phone number so that if he calls you, you'll know it's him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to officially sign off the tape right now, and we can continue to talk afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
thanks again.
I can go over there with my dad.